Delayed gratification is the name of the game. It's honestly the name of every game. Here's the rub. You can set yourself up for instant gratification, the immediate dopamine response, or the long game time delay. Well, which one typically has the better payoff? Let me give you an example. You sit and play a quick game of tic-tac-toe with your friend. If you win, you get a quick dopamine hit to the brain, a quick reward of success. But let's say you sit down to play a chess by mail game with the same friend. The game drags on over time, the board sits in the corner of the room, and sometimes you spend a few days contemplating your next move. Finally, it culminates in a checkmate and you are crowned victorious. Do you think you'll rejoice at that reward more than the tic-tac-toe game? Of course you will. The gratification is larger. Because it was delayed? Maybe, but probably not. But definitely because you put more time into it. Because there was more effort involved. The payoff, therefore, was larger in the end. Marriage operates according to this principle as well. You can choose the one-night stand with the floozy that you just met in the bar, or you can spend your life with one woman, love her well, raise a family in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and see those kids through hard times and trials, and send them off joyfully one day to start households of their own, culminating in you laying on your deathbed, surrounded by your great-grandchildren, singing psalms. If you could pick one, we all know which one you'd pick, unless you're mentally handicapped. This is also one of the foundational principles of capitalism. A business is successful provided that the business owner can manage and discipline himself and his other employees enough to accept less money now for greater success later. If all the revenue goes into the business owner's pockets or CEO's pockets, then there isn't any left to grow the business. The larger the business is, the more success is possible, and the more people that that business can serve. Do you see? To delay the success, the dopamine hit, is the key to greater joy. This is what discipline, self-control, and not being guided by your heart, like Disney would tell you, will actually do for you. Greater success, a higher payoff, and more opportunity. So, are you meaning to say that we should just always put off our immediate joy and focus on the long term? No. Well, sort of. Sometimes well-meaning Christian folks can get the idea that joy is bad for you. If it's fun, something must be wrong with it, so they become old codgers that don't rejoice at anything ever. That's not it at all. What we're chasing is a delayed gratification, a greater payoff. Yes, we have to put off some things right now. That's true. We have to hit the books instead of the park with friends because that's the season that we're in. We have to set the alarm to wake up early in the morning because we've got work to do. We have to get up at 2 a.m. to feed the baby because the baby has to eat. But the payoff in all of those situations is greater in the long term. Study habits lead to greater success and greater discipline. A full 8-hour work day means that you have successfully moved yourself and your life forward. A child fed at 2 a.m. in the morning faithfully is raised up in the ways of the Lord. This is what it means to be disciplined and self-controlled. It doesn't mean that we only ever avoid the fun. It means that we have far greater things in our sights, and the delayed payoff is well worth it.